Welcome to Growth Purposes Only Podcast with me, your host, Princess Serafina. Join me Thursdays for all new episodes on all streaming platforms and on our YouTube channel for Growth Purposes Only, no spaces. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and share. Before we begin, I pray that whomever is supposed to receive this, it reaches you and it uplifts you. Today, I wanted to talk about plans. How much of our plans begin to change as we begin to walk with Christ. So start off as a little girl, I've always wanted the American dream. I wanted the family. I wanted the marriage, the kids, the white picket fence. I was introduced to like a luxurious lifestyle from my dad, just being such a big prominent figure in the community and having access to people and higher power. So when he got to visit homes or, you know, big events or just things on a larger scale, I was always like the wingman in those events. So my desire for more started very, very young, just having that, you know, opportunity to have that access to people and those places in their environments. And I remember going to Browns games with Jim Brown, sitting in behind the glass and being at the mayor's office, because my dad used to work at the mayor's office in the community relations department. So being around all these big names and just having, you know, access to people with more. So my desire for more really started young. So the first time that I got into like what I thought was a relationship, I wanted to exercise that faith. I wanted to bring about what I wanted for my life. And I really think having someone equally yoked plays a part in that, because one person will do all the heavy lifting if, you know, the dream is not mutual. And since I was pregnant young and went through that experience young, also the access to those type of resources to create that life were not yet fruitful for me. They were not yet attainable just because I was in college. I was actually graduating from high school, going to college. And then my child's father had just like a totally different lifestyle than myself. So it was just like, you know, I want this lifestyle. And somehow with our resources, we have to be able to create that together. So I learned early on that, you know, even the plans that you want don't happen the way you want them to happen. But I tried my best. Me and my child's father, we moved out together at 18, and I started that life. Like I said, being equally yoked definitely plays a part with that, because I suffered a lot of setbacks and a lot of consequences not having a partner with the correct mindset for these goals that I had in mind. So, you know, I took a backseat on those, but the dream never left. So every time I was presented an opportunity to go for it, whether it was a house, whether it was a job, I tried to hop on those opportunities. But like I said, it takes for that vision that I wanted, it really took two. I wanted the marriage. I wanted all my kids to have the same father. Me and my sisters were blessed to grow up with same mom, same dad. And I wanted to give my children that same blessing, but things didn't work out. You know, having daughters and going through any form of abuse can be very traumatizing. And if I can prevent anything, I wanted to prevent them seeing their mother being abused. And I experienced that as a child, like watching my mom go through certain forms of abuse. And I know how big of impact that had on me. So I'm like, yeah, no, this isn't going to work out. So those plans were clearly, you know, changed quickly, at least the part of sharing the vision with my child's father and us embarking on this journey together. And then trying again, like trying with another gentleman, just thinking that maybe it can now take place, and realizing equally yoked, not happening again. And I really had to realize like, okay, now I'm a single mom. And I was actually visiting my sister over the weekend, and she actually got the life that I kind of wanted. Her and her husband are married. I want to say it's going on 3 years. They've been married. They have two children together. They recently bought a house almost a year ago together. So it's like I spent time with them, and I just got to feel like the culture of their home. They have two kids under two, so she has the stay-at-home life, you know, backyard, the dog, just all the plans that I thought I was going to have for my own life. But, you know, I'm happy to see that those things are attainable, those things are possible. So I'm, like, extremely happy for her. I remember one time before my grandma passed, I was over her house and her daughters were over there. And my aunt was like congratulating my sister on her marriage and everything. And she told me it was supposed to be me. Like I was supposed to go first. Like I was supposed to be married first and those things. And in that moment, I agreed with her, but I think I processed that a different way than I think she meant for me to process it. I took it kind of like as a sign of failure. And I was like, wow, I kind of didn't like the comment after all. But I understood that it didn't come from the place that my feelings were like bringing about. It was more so like she just wanted for me, being the oldest, to have had that life first. And, you know, she's like, well, when are you going to be next? And I'm just like, I don't know. And I kind of stopped thinking like maybe that the way I wanted to live my life wasn't going to come to fruition. Even in therapy, one of the things we were talking about a year ago was talking about like acceptance. And she gave me like some activity to like name things that didn't take place in my life that I wanted to happen. And one of the first things was like, I wanted to be in a family. I wanted same mom, same dad for our children, for all my children. And she was like, okay, and that didn't happen. So we just like kind of kept deducting points off for like what about my life that I wanted to happen. I wanted to buy my first home with my partner. I bought my first house alone. Some more points taken off. So I wanted to be in a relationship, like a healthier relationship, you know, raising my daughters with a potential partner. My oldest daughter will be 13 this year. So I'm still not doing some of the things. So she just kind of taught me how to like accept what I have in my life and make the best of it. And I guess that plays back into like control. And then, you know, just allowing life to be life, like allowing things to flow effortlessly. And I think the more and more I talk about this, I think about how you're supposed to surrender to God's plan over your life. And in those moments, I was the author. I was creating. I was trying to create, and I was messing up compared to what I wanted it to look like. It was not, the picture wasn't just painting. It wasn't giving what I wanted for my life. It actually had more flaws than anything. So I think for me in that moment, it was just like, wow, I've created a mess. And not like I don't appreciate my life, but it's not what I had imagined for myself. And I haven't given up on that dream yet. I would still like to have the white picket fence, the big backyard, the big house, the family gatherings, the marriage. I'm not rejecting the idea of like being married and having a stepfather for my girls. I actually really feel like that would be beneficial to have two dads. So I think those things are still attainable for me. But I just don't want to be responsible for how those things play out. And one of the biggest reasons why I want to talk about plans is because when you are walking with Christ, you really do have to give up your idea and your plans for your life. And it's very hard. And I don't think that people talk about it enough, how hard it is to like let go of things, even relationships that we want to work out or, you know, that we thought could change or, you know, just like having potential, having like these high hopes and desires for things that we really want to work out. It's so hard. I am constantly in my head about it and how I could have changed things or maybe how things could have been different, but I'm learning and it takes a lot, you know, a strength to be like, I have to let this go. Like I really have to just surrender and let go of the thoughts. That's the hardest part for me at this point is like letting go of the woulda, coulda, shouldas. And because I think I have that much control, I think I do. And reality is I don't. I can't control another person. I can't force another person to be the person I want them to be and not accept the reality. I think that's what's important about being equally yoked. You both want the same thing. And at the same time, especially because there's a lot of people that want what you want, but aren't ready to do the work to receive it. And faith without work is dead. So at that point, you just have dreams, but no action behind it. So they're just dreams. They're dead. So just like kind of like accepting that. I get in my moments where I'm just like really down and trying to accept it and like go through the grief process. It's very hard. I'm one of the type of people that can kind of stay to myself for a very long time. And I kind of probably drag things on longer than I should. But once I'm out of it, I'm truly out of it. So that's the blessing behind that. But, you know, I'm trying to learn to give myself grace through these things because they don't happen overnight. And they get really hard, especially when your feelings are involved, especially when your dreams are involved. And you keep creating and you keep failing at creating. So it's like a part of yourself you really have to accept, a part of yourself that you really have to realize, like, okay, this is you. Like, these are your patterns. And you're not allowing things to, like, fall in place. Even when I'm, like, given a dream or a vision, I feel like, or I hear good news, or I just hear God speaking to me sometimes, I really want to act on it. And I really want to, like, bring it to life in that moment, not realizing that it's not my place. Like, the vision, just receiving it in advance is a blessing in itself because now I know it's attainable. Now I know that it can happen. But, you know, completely, like, removing my actions that go along with it, even just careers too. I wanted to be a teacher forever, and now here I am being a teacher, and now I want more. I had an opportunity to open a daycare, and I like walked away from it. And like the more I think about it, like I really walked away from it because it didn't look like how I wanted to look. And I don't regret much, but I think in this like present day, I really look back on that decision like, now, princess, you know, what was it that you wanted to control so much that you walked away from something that you knew you wanted like for a very long time? I remember tweeting about it like 3 years ago, like one day I'm going to open my own daycare or youth center. I still have my tutoring business, so things are still possible, but it was just like accessibility in that moment, it was just like right there, and I walked away from it because it didn't look like how I wanted it to look. And it's a tough pill to swallow, you know, knowing that I moved when I wasn't told to move. Like, I tried to decide on my own what was best for me and what it should look like, and it's hard, you know, especially accepting the fact that you were the one, just like before in the relationships, you know, I was the one with that type of control and I was like abusing it because it didn't look the way I wanted to look. And I've never seen it. So it's for me to even have that type of like reflection of it, it was just like, I don't even know what this is supposed to look like. So why is my demand so, why is it so judgy? Why is it so much of a control? Like, why am I trying to control what it looks like? It's instead of like appreciating the fact that I made it here. So like, I'm learning through these experiences. I hate sitting back and reflecting on them though, because having the perfectionist mindset that I do have, it just reminds me of how imperfect that I actually am. So I'm just like, yeah, next time I'm going to not do it so much. And then I do it again. But, like, I'm just happy to be aware. Happy to be aware that I have some type of control in it by just, like, removing my actions. And I think I will be much more off. So the plans that I have for my life clearly are ever-changing because of my own actions. But I'm learning and I'm growing through it. And I think that's the beauty of it. Awe. When it comes to relationships, I don't know where I am with them. Like, I know I want a partner, but I don't think I'm in the place because I haven't like completely let go of the idea of what I wanted the last time. So it makes it very hard to be hopeful for certain situations. And there was like in church on Sunday, we were reading Romans. It was Romans 8. I want to say 24, and it was like, I'm not quoting the scripture verbatim, but just basically, you don't need to hope for something you already have. So I'm at this place of like reminding myself that everything that I want is attainable. I've already have it. Just kind of speaking more positive affirmations over my goals and things that I want for my life, the home I want, the relationship I want, and just being intentional about letting God now put it all together for me. The more I change my mind, the more delay I even give myself in the reality of my dreams, like the more delay it takes, because there's processes you have to go through everything. So me like rerouting all the time definitely delays. And I'm probably realizing that more now actually as I'm saying that, because I keep changing my mind. And every time I change my mind, the process gets longer. And I always feel like I'm not there. Like I'm not quite able to achieve what I want. And then now I go into like a state of like, how come it hasn't happened for me? And it's because I keep changing the plan and that's not my job. So I'm just ready to be obedient completely. And what makes it hard is because you think you get to a place of it just naturally being, okay, I'm just be obedient, but you're wrestling with your flesh every day. Like I wrestle with my ego. I can tell when I'm messing up. Like I can feel the nudges. I know when God's talking to me or trying to direct me and lead me, and I still make the wrong decision. And it's only afterwards. And I'm like, you know, this is what you were trying to tell me and I didn't listen. So it's like the consequences are much more of a learning lesson for me. Like I learned from my consequences. So the next time around, I don't even need the nudge, I should say, because I know last time what happened when I didn't listen. So I'm just going to like be more faithful in God, be more faithful in myself and the plans that I have for my life, be more determined to understand that things don't play out the way we expect them to. A lot of situations happen by chance, or like they seem like miracles when they do happen. So it's like, who am I to say that it has to move A, B, C, D, E, F, you know, go in a synchronized order or a sequence? Like just like letting that go, letting that idea of what I want go, and being more accepting to what's put in front of me. So I wish that daycare all the best. It definitely is coming to life as I keep up with it on social media. So shout out to Ron for giving me the opportunity. And I hope everything works well with it. I'm learning now from my own journey, you know, to be more patient and be more like accepting of the weight, like accepting of how things are supposed to go. Even with what I want for my relationships, like just being more accepting. I even wrote back when I was going through my breakup, I wrote in my journal the type of man I wanted. And it was so crazy. Like I really wrote it down and it was given to me. And I was just like, wow. Like the other day I kind of started my journal. I read it from the beginning and I was just looking like, wow. Like I even rewrote a note in like, this is so powerful. Like the power of our words, like the things that we want and how we're able to create it by just our tongue, and knowing better now how to like better accept it when it's presented to me versus just like walking away from it. I don't know. I think what's for you will always be for you though. So I know if I was to re-put it back into play or back into action, it would be given to me. But I do know, and I'm willing to accept the delay that comes with starting over again. But that's okay. I'm able to accept that now and learn from it. Patience is a virtue after all. So just like bringing everything back to the beginning about plans, I'm not writing my story. I am just the main character of my own story, and I'm allowing God to lead me further. And I'm praying that everything that is meant for me, it remains for me. So no matter the detour, I do believe that these things still belong to me as long as my heart desires it. Me and God are co-creating together. I'm letting him know what I want, and he's bringing those things in for me. And I just have to be, I have to be obedient. I have to be trusting in him. I have to be trusting in the weight. And I hope that that helps someone out there. Like if you're going through a process and you're going through a journey and you can't understand yet, like why things are moving at the pace that they are, there's like, there is a process for everything. So remember to stay faithful to your healing journey. You are not alone. It's spiritual, not personal. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Growth Purposes Only. Until next time, grow gracefully.